Yolanda New Rock Alternative 89X. It is J-Hud joined by Sam from Chevelle. He is on the bus right now, actually rolling through a place that Michigan fans hate. It's called South Bend, Indiana, but he's here to talk with us because he's going to be here tomorrow night. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm good, dude. I am fantastic. I've got a bit of a cold, but I'll be over it shortly.
We were just talking before the interview here. You're actually playing at a place that was an old JCPenney's tonight, huh?
I know. Well, you know, in towns, sometimes it's hard to find a place that people will let you do a show, so... This isn't the first time. I think that in California there was a place where we played like an old venture or something like that. So whatever. Hey, it's got a stage and some lights and a PA, and we'll do it.
Well, one thing we can promise you tomorrow night when you take the stage at the Fillmore with Bush, it'll be a legit venue, that's for sure.
Yeah, and it's a nice venue too. We've been there. It's cool.
How's the tour going so far with those guys?
It's fantastic. They're cool guys, so we get along really well. And it's technically a co-headline, but they're closing, so... I don't even know what that means, but we get a nice long set, and that's what is important to us. When they asked us to do this, it was before we had put a new single out and all that stuff, so we're like, yeah, we want to do it, but we also don't want to go and play a half-hour set.
Right,
so
right.
They were cool with all that, so we're playing, you know, 12, 13 songs.
Well, let's talk about you guys real quick, man. When I first heard the new song last week, Face to the Floor, it's pretty amazing. Like, it has that Chevelle feel, it's aggressive, but for some reason, it sounds... different to me, and I can't really like put my finger on it.
Well, I think it's hard to say, but I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said that usually our singles are driven by a melody, and this one's driven more by a guitar riff.
Right, right.
So that could be the thing, and it's different from the rest of the record in that, you know, it's its own song. But man, we're excited about it. It's so fun to play. I just want to see people jump up and down.
See a lot of air guitars going on to that song.
Exactly.
And we're going to check it out here now. Actually, just a few. And that's going to be the first single off the new album, Hats Off the Bull, which is dropping on December 6th. So make sure you pick that up then. And what's the meaning behind that title there, Sam?
Hats Off to the Bull. It's like rooting for the underdog, I guess, would be kind of how to say it. I know, just kind of like a general sense. You know, rooting for like the bull rather than the matador. And it's also that song, Face to the Floor, is... a little bit about Bernie Madoff and the whole Ponzi scheme and
Okay. Stealing
all those people's retirements and stuff and how Wall Street works and doesn't work. It's kind of just a comment on, you know, tongue-in-cheek, of course. So I think Hats Off to the Bull kind of wraps it all around that.
You guys work with Joe Barisi this time around, very talented producer. Tell me a little bit about that.
Joe has done things like, he said, Queens of the Stone Age. He's done, like, all these Melvins records and Clutch and... he's just done some really rad, cool records that have stayed around forever. This new Fair to Midland record he did. And they're records that stand the test of time. And it's really been a hard thing because I think that if you look at a lot of the rock music that comes out these days, it sounds like typewriters, and it all kind of sounds the same.
Right, right. Know?
Yeah, because they added it to within an inch of its life, and we don't do that. You know, with Sci-Fi Crimes, our last record, we didn't do that either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just, you just played it till it was right and sung it till it was right, and you didn't go back and, you know, make everything perfect and every single, you know, meter perfect, and because it's baloney, man. That's not how music sounds when you listen to it.
No, that's one thing that you guys have definitely done consistently over years. I feel like every album has remained consistent, but has had a different sound to it.
Yeah, thank you. It's hard to do. It's hard to come up with. I mean, we've published 70-something songs at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you keep writing music that's interesting, melodic, rock music, but not the same thing you already wrote? And, you know, Billy Corgan was quoted once saying that every band can only write 3 good records. And hopefully he's not right.
Well, I could see that because you experience so much before you get signed because you live this life and you're able to tell it. But then you get a little taste of money and everything, and it's just like it's not the same. You know what I mean?
I think that's probably true for, you know, all genres. Because, like, look at all those rock records that depressed us and, you know, made us angry and invoked all these feelings. And then later on, it was nothing because those guys are just sitting back and like, oh, I was all pissed off because I was broke, couldn't pay my rent, and my girlfriend left me, and my dog died. Now I've got a nice new dog. My girlfriend's like, she's like a model, and my house is rad, and I'm driving a Ferrari to work, you know? So, yeah, it's like, I talked to my manager about it, too, and it's like, yeah, you know, what you should do is hold all their money back till their career's over, and then give them all their money at once.
That's so true. That is so true. Well, Sam, you know, Detroit's got a lot of love for Chevelle. We always have over the years. And let's check out this new track you guys have right now. And Sam, I'll give you the honor by letting you introduce it tonight.
Yeah, this is Face the Floor from Hats Off to the Bull by Chevelle. Sorry, I didn't do the on 89X.
That's all good. That's supposed to be my job. That's why they pay me the big bucks, I guess.
That's right. We always say that's why we get paid the medium-sized bucks.